Good evening. It's a little after 7:30 on Friday night, and that means it's time for Local Motives. My name is Josh, with a special Sequester Buster edition of Local Motives. I think all the people manning the phones have left or are leaving, so it's just me. If you're feeling in your heart that you want to keep Local Motives going and keep us on the air, and WMPG altogether for that matter, we're holding a special quick two-day fundraiser today and tomorrow. Tomorrow there's a cookout and yard sale, weather permitting. But if you want to donate tonight, you can call 780-4909 when I'm not talking, when there's music playing, and we can talk about that. Our guest this evening, I'm going to turn your mic on there. Our guest this evening is Mr. Bear. Welcome to WMPG.
Hello.
Thank you for being here.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
I really appreciate it. We're going to move that a little closer to you. But thank you very much for being here. It was very unexpected.
Yeah, 24 hours notice.
Well.
Thank you to Sligo Road, Ed and Quills and Sheldon, Brian and Dan for thinking of me.
Yeah. I'm glad it worked out.
Me too. We're swapping blues, funk, jazz, ska, rock for bleepy pop music.
You know what, though? They'll be here next week, I believe.
Awesome.
I'm pretty sure. Yes. Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. Sligo Road will be here next week. So, see, everything worked out.
Perfect.
Sligo Road gets in. Mr. Bear gets in.
Perfect.
And everybody's happy.
They're great guys, and they're a great band.
Well, I can't wait to see them perform.
I can't wait to hear them.
It's my favorite thing about this job, you know. I don't have to go out to a club to see a band. I sit here in a comfortable chair, and they just play for me.
It's a great gig.
It's not bad. Local Motives is on the air thanks to listener generosity and additional support from Buck Dancer's Choice Music Company. Locally owned and in Portland for over 35 years, Buck Dancer's Choice specializes in new and used instruments, lessons, trades, rentals, and repairs. Buck Dancer's Choice is located at 248 St. John Street, online at buckdancers.com, or by phone 774-2219. All right, now so with that, let me just record my... So, with that then, you've got just, this is going to be a little different than our than our typical format, because usually I would do kind of song, talk song, you know, it's like every 5 minutes or something.
It'll kind of be the same, except it will be a 40-minute song, then talk, a half-an-hour song, because I'm essentially just sat here with an Akai APC-40 and a laptop.
Yeah, so you want to explain a little bit? Do you want to tell the people a little bit about what they're going to hear?
Sure, you're going to hear some some live performed kind of bleepy pop music, electro, techno, and mashup. If you're not familiar with mashup, it's essentially when you take a riff from like a popular tune and then you throw some a cappella vocals from another popular tune over the top of it, throwing some beats and some squashy noises and
it's
all
very
that.
Very fun.
It's probably about 75% original, so I've actually written this myself and recorded it and played it. So
so now I look at your screen there and I see all these little colored boxes. So did you? I mean, do you?
I don't know what this does.
But do you create all those? I assume those little boxes are all samples.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Each box is
one
a sample.
For me.
Yeah. Each box is a little sample. It corresponds to this each little button I've got going on here.
Right.
So I press one and it just does. I press another one and it just does. And then I've got all these fabulous little buttons over here that if I switch those, it will make it go whoop 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 and back again.
And a little whoop whoop whoop.
Yeah. It's all essentially right, right. You know, reverb, delay, and some of the cool things. And
so the samples, have you like chopped those up and made those all yourself?
Yep. All DIY, all handmade.
So it's kind of like razor blades and tape on film, right?
It is. Yeah. It's cut and paste. It's cut and paste. Digital style.
I love it.
Me too.
That's pretty cool.
Me too. It's so much easier than being in a band. Not that there's anything wrong with being in a band. It's, you know, it's absolutely
great. That's
right.
But we need bands, too.
We do. We do.
All right. Well, so you want to, you know, like I said before, we've got to stop around 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. But so that gives you 22 mm-hmm. minutes right
absolutely,
now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
So, going to be some longer stretches of music this evening. I hope that's okay with everybody.
These guys are all going to go for a coffee.
Yeah.
Or a pint now.
So let's turn that on. All right. So Mr. Bear performing live at WMPG. You know, one of my jobs here is to push buttons and make sure the correct lights are lit up. I failed at that. So let me try that again. We'll be right back.
goes out to the one I love. This one goes out to the one I've left behind. A simple prop to occupy my time. This one goes out to the one I love. Fire!
Right. Mr. Bear performing live on WMPG and W281 AC Gorham, Portland, Southern Maine Community Radio from USM. How's it going there?
All right.
That was really cool to watch.
Thank you. It's fun to do.
It looks like it. I don't know what you're doing, but it looks like fun.
I look like I know what I'm doing. It is essentially just pressing buttons and turning switches, you know, but it's doing it in a very clever way, like I said,
right.
You know.
Looks to me like you've got 8 channels there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eight
channels, which I can control the volume and the effects on each. Each channel has 5 samples in, so
yep.
8 times 5, whatever that is, you know.
Sure.
I've got that many noises to play with. I don't usually fill the entire channel because then I would just have this insane bank of lights and it would sound like a horrible mess.
You went through a lot of sounds there.
Mm.
Do the banks change?
They do.
Yeah, you're
they
able
do.
To change
yeah.
the banks there?
With Ableton, I can have as many samples as I like in here.
Yeah.
I can have, I can have hundreds. And I often do. I guess it's just a case of cramming as many as I possibly can and then play around. I actually do a set at home, you know, and then just kind of trim off the edges, trim off the shabby bits until you get the right combinations of ones, you know. That's the fun part.
Yeah.
That's the painting the picture sort of thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's great fun.
And so how long have you been working with, like, this setup, the Ableton and...
This setup, I'm kind of new to this. I've been doing this for probably about a year and a half. I've been making the riffs for about 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I've only just actually got around to playing them utilizing this thing, you know? And I'm not even using, like... 100% of its capabilities, you know. This thing can do so much more.
Yeah.
I'm doing something with it, so that's going to be a good start.
Yeah. And so you said that you'd been in bands
mm-hmm.
prior to this.
Yeah.
What pushed you toward
Towards doing this? I've always loved electronic music.
Yeah.
I grew up listening to Kraftwerk and Gary Numan and Jean-Michel Jarre and, you know, lots of 80s synth pop in the UK, you know.
Yeah.
It was there was a lot of it. And it's always been there. My love of anything electronic, techno and anything like that, drum
yeah.
and bass, particularly ambient. I'm really into ambient and chill out music. That's always been there, even through when I was playing bass in punk rock bands, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got to a point where I was playing in this band. I was playing bass in a band called Boss Eye, and I just felt the urge to do something different.
Yeah.
So I got my old laptop. I say a laptop, it was more like a tabletop. This
right.
thing was huge. I think I got it for £50, you know. I mean, it took a truck to carry the thing around. And I loaded up an old copy of Acid Loops and plugged it into PA and went from there.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to a point where I thought, okay, I need to be doing this a little more, sleeker.
Yeah, yeah.
More minimal. More minimal.
Sure.
More less stuff.
Sure.
You know. So it was bound to happen sooner or later, you know?
Yeah.
So here it is.
And if people want to hear more,
mm-hmm.
they can head to bigphilrecords.com.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the website that has everything on it. There's links to the SoundCloud pages, Facebook, Reverb Nation. There's all kinds of free stuff on there.
Right at the top, four-track EP.
Yep, that's the Peter EP. That was fun, actually. I had some friends in England get in front of the microphone, drink a few beers, and basically talk nonsense for a couple of hours, and they sent me the file. I chopped it up in between fits of laughter, and I will hopefully be doing a little bit from that tonight. So
it's how Oasis recorded, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah. And they've got some guys in to play the guitars.
Yeah.
And But yeah, it's all on there. Big Phil Records. There's all kinds of freebies. There's a couple of free synths on there if you like to make your own music. There's some VST stuff. There's a link to the proper albums on CD Baby. You can download. I think I've got three or four albums on there and a couple of EPs.
Yeah.
And so.
And people can get in touch with you there.
They can get in touch with me there, or just email me at mrbear@bigphilrecords.com, and I will answer.
Abbreviated, Mister.
Mister, yes, MRBEAR.
Yep. Right. Totally. Just kind of lost it there. Did you want to do something from the CD at some
sure,
point, or
why
do you
not?
Want to?
Well, we can do that
just
now.
Keep going,
yeah.
Or?
I tell you what. Let's carry on.
Yeah.
And then I'll do a little more while the laptop is behaving itself. This is good stuff. So, okay. All where right. are we? Yeah, we're good.
All right. So, Mr. Bear live in the WMPG studio. Thank you. Mr. Bear, live in the WMBG studio, 90.9 and 104.1. How's it going there?
It's good. It's good. Do talk amongst yourselves. I'm just pressing buttons
to
make the next bit work.
All right. Well, I'm going to turn your mic off for a minute then. Okay. You push all the buttons you need to.
Okay.
This program is brought to you thanks to the support of our listeners and an underwriting grant from the Portland Phoenix, Portland's alternative news, arts, and entertainment authority since 1999. The Portland Phoenix offers an all-local online auction site at thephoenix.com/auction. And WMPG is funded by its listeners and with a donation from local supporters of the American Red Cross, announcing a CD sale fundraiser on Sunday, July 7th at 52 Froswick Ave, South Portland, from 9 a.m. to noon. Hosted by a WMPG DJ, local music addict, and Red Cross supporter, all proceeds of this event will support disaster assistance efforts. Music, promo posters, and books about music are being sold to benefit the Red Cross on Sunday, July 7th at 52 Froswick Avenue in South Portland. And just real quick, let me tell you about the weather this week. Looks miserable. Tonight, Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. They all start showers likely and possible thunderstorms. For the whole week, chance of showers and thunderstorms all week. Highs during the day are going to be mid-70s, mid to upper 70s, and then lows at night are going to be mid-60s. Maybe tomorrow will be a little nicer. We'll see. Anyway, Mr. Bear.
That sigh just said it all. That's the weather in Maine. If you think it's bad now, don't worry. It'll be worse tomorrow, so you might as well enjoy it while it's really bad.
You know, it's not the weather that I mind so much, but I've got small children at home, uh-huh. And the worse the weather is, the more time they're inside with me.
Yeah, got it.
And I love them dearly, but it's nice when they go out to play. So,
well, that was fun.
It was. You've got some good taste in music.
Thank you very much. It's mostly Kraftwerk. And I sample a lot of Kraftwerk, but the thing is, everybody samples a lot of Kraftwerk, you know? But I think the reason they do that is because Kraftwerk are just so good.
Yeah.
So there we are.
But yeah, you and I must be of similar ages, I think.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. 80s kids.
There is a lot of my life in this music.
Cool. it's techno music for grown-ups, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, so, like, how do you start building one of these up?
It always starts with the idea.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes, you know, I'm just kind of messing about with synths and beats and building beats, and then something will enter my head. Sometimes I will literally dream something up. I'll wake up with a tune in my head.
Yeah.
Sometimes I will find a riff that I haven't used in 10 years and just sort of work around it, you know?
Nice.
As far as building up something like this, I mean, this kind of takes a lot of time.
I bet.
just for that half hour of music to actually get all those samples right and kind of beat matched and everything. That takes time, but it's not like it isn't fun, or else I wouldn't do it.
Right.
You know. So.
And I mean, it seems watching you like there is. It seems like there must be plenty of room for improvisation when while you're doing it too.
I mean, yeah, I am performing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
all right.
I am playing.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. So, hopefully, I will be doing this on the 13th in my house.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because my wife and I, we run a sort of impromptu open mic night in our house in Pownall called Fuego Diablo.
Nice. Ah, it's on your website.
It is, yes. And
which is BigPhilRecords.com, for anybody wondering.
.com, that's right. And that's really cool. We've been doing that since just before winter, and we've met so many cool people.
Yeah.
Sligo Road, who are going to be here tonight and will be here next week. They play regular, and it's not just music. We have poetry. We have any kind of performance. You know, it's a case of anything goes.
Yeah.
Hopefully, now that I've done this, this is actually my first Mr. Bear gig in America.
You know, I didn't want to mention that at the top of the show. I didn't want to put any pressure on you.
No pressure. I'm feeling a lot more chilled out about it now. So, you know. I'll be doing this. We've got all kinds of cool stuff. And that's, like I said, that's in Pownall. Contact me at Mr. Bear at Big Phil Records if you would like to know any more, if you would like to play, do anything at all. All genres, you know.
Yeah.
Any kind of genre. In our, like I say, in our tiny little home in Pownall. So get in touch. If audience members and musicians and performers, all welcome. We provide the food and the space.
Goodness.
So there it is.
Well, that sounds like a good time.
It is a good time.
Yeah.
Great fun.
And Wednesdays?
Wednesdays.
The 13th, you said.
Oh, the 13th of July. That's a Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Where do we
get Wednesday from?
I don't know.
It's been a long week.
Yeah. It's.
So the 13th is when it's coming up next.
Saturday the 13th. We do it every time it's on a Saturday. We try and do the last of the month or the first of the month, depending on whether there's a huge national holiday like the 4th of July, you know, for example. But there it is.
So we've got 25 minutes or so left,
a little
less. What I was thinking was that we would save the CD track for last.
Absolutely.
And that that'll give Rob, who comes in after us, a chance to settle in while we're moving out of the way.
Unplug everything.
Yeah. So does that sound like a plan to you?
Perfect.
All right. So, we'll break again.
Cool. This will be a little different, then, actually. So. This is what I like to call my Sunday afternoon set. It's a lot more chilled out. Sunday afternoon, because, you know, it's that sort of kind of time.
It's my favorite time.
Well, it's kind of nice. I would kind of like to do some Sunday afternoon shows, you know, when everyone's kind of a little bit waspy after the weekend, and some nice chilled out afternoon in the beer garden or at a barbecue kind of music, you know. So this is what I'm going to do now.
All right.
Hopefully.
Sound good?
All right.
I'm gonna go get some more. Thank you.
That was Mr. Bear live on WMPG Local Motives. Thank you.
You're welcome. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it's been a blast.
Good stuff.
We've got a few minutes and we're going to play a CD track, right? Cafe Yocono?
Cafe Yocono,
oh,
yes.
It was close.
It's track one from the last full-length album I did, which is called Groovy News Hour.
Available, I assume.
Available. So available on bigphilrecords.com. It's in there under a section called The Shops.
Yep.
And you can also get it on iTunes, Amazon, and various other places. Just, you know,
Cool. Go
searching.
And if people are round about Powell, on the
13th, Saturday the 13th of July,
they should get in touch with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and come and do some open mic or some.
Or some listening to open mic, if you're somebody like me with no talent.
Starts at 5 and goes on till whenever. Music usually starts about 6, but
cool.
Depends how much schmoozing we've got to do.
However much. Well, really, thank you very much for coming in tonight, especially on such short notice.
Oh, anytime.
I really appreciate it. People should stick around for Stay Rude. I always do that. Stay tuned for Stay Rude with Rob.
Stay Rude.
And, sounds like Rob's outside. And then tomorrow, WMPG's Sequester Buster cookout and yard sale. Stop on by if you're in the area or give us a call, 874-3000. During the day, if you wanted to pledge like right now, you could call 780-4909 when we play this song. But otherwise, check out localmotives.org. I've got almost the rest of the summer filled up there. You can check out the schedule. And next week will be Sligo Road. Any last words?
Thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you very much for listening.
Thanks to Ren for sitting there taking photographs and being very supportive. She's lovely. That's my wife.
There we go. Yes, thank you, Ren, and thank you, Scott, for being our in-studio audience. All right, so let's go out on a CD track here.